Chapter 5. The Real Story. Maybe. Hurrah! I love that fairy tale. True, I love most fairy tales, but The Frog Prince is one of my favorites. There's a Disney movie based on it, too, but that's called The Princess and the Frog. The movie is totally different from the fairy tale. It's set in New Orleans and is about a regular girl named Tiana who turns into a frog after she kisses the Frog Prince. But the original fairy tale, which my Nana told me, starts with a princess. She is wandering around and drops her ball in a well, but there's a frog inside the well. The frog offers to get the ball for the princess if she'll be his friend and companion. She agrees. He gives her back the ball, but then she refuses to be his friend because he's a frog. The frog finds her at her castle and reminds her of her promise. The princess's father makes her keep the promise, so the princess takes the frog to her room, but she's annoyed. So annoyed that she throws the frog against the wall and presto, he turns into a handsome prince. Yep, that's the real story. People always think that the princess kisses the frog and that's what turns him back into a prince. But that's not what happens in the original story written by the Brothers Grimm. I don't know where the kissing part came from. There are lots of other versions of the Frog Prince. Maybe it was in one of those. Hello there, I say to the frog, feeling excited. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, he says.
He bats his long eyelashes at me shyly.
I've been hoping someone would come along. Someone I can trust, that is. I can't talk to just anyone. I once tried to tell a boy my story, and he lunged for me, saying he could probably sell a talking frog for a fortune.
That's terrible, I say. Well, you can trust me, I assure him.
You're probably wondering how a frog can talk, he says, stretching out on the leaf. I can talk because I'm actually human. Well, I'm a human trapped inside the body of a frog.
Of course I know that part, but I'm fascinated to hear the rest. The original story was sketchy on the details. The frog lifts his pointy green chin.
My name is Prince Frederick. I'm heir to the throne of my kingdom. At least I was, until an evil fairy turned me into a frog.
But why? I ask. He hangs his head and looks like he might cry.
My own sister Sophie, who wants the throne for herself, paid the evil fairy to do this to me.
How awful, I say. I think of how Mr. Beast from Beauty and the Beast was turned into a beast. Why did the fairy turn you into a frog, though? I ask.
My kingdom is called Frogville. I suppose my sister has a bad sense of humor.
Frederick laughs sadly.
Not long ago, I was sitting down to gourmet meals of steak and souffles. Now I have to catch and eat flies.
He flicks out his tongue and catches one with a snapping curl.
Don't think I find flies tasty just because I'm a frog. I definitely do not.
I wouldn't think you did, I say, feeling very sorry for Prince Frederick. He really is quite regal-looking, even as a frog. Yet here he is, hanging out in wells and munching on insects. Frederick nods. Actual tears fill his big eyes. I never thought frogs could cry. Then again, I'd never imagined they could speak to people either.
All I want is to become human again, Frederick says. To become a prince again. To return to my kingdom and save my dear people from my terrible sister. She doesn't care about anyone. She only values money and power. She is a tyrant. She locks everyone in prison. Even 10-year-old children.
Oh, gosh. I'm 10. I would not want to go to prison. Poor fly-eating Frederick. Poor 10-year-old children. I'm so sorry, I say. That's terrible. He perks up, his little froggy shoulders lifting.
Will you help me turn back into a human?
He asks hopefully. Me? No! His little froggy shoulders fall.
Oh.
I'd give him a big hug if I weren't afraid of crushing him. Not because I don't want to. I know who will turn you back into a human, and she's coming. Any minute. Really. She's going to drop her ball in the well. You'll catch it. When she asks you to give it back, tell her you'll give it to her only if she'll be your companion. Got it? Then you'll eventually get changed back into a person.
Got it,
he says, nodding happily.
I would make an excellent companion. I'm extremely strong for a frog. I do a lot of push-ups. Wanna see?
Sure. Abby? I hear from above. I look up. My brother is peeking into the well again. Jonah, you're back! Do you have something to help me get out of here? I couldn't find anything, he says. I'll keep looking. I just wanted to check on you. I'm fine. Is Prince with you?
Yep, Jonah says. He's chasing a bird. Oh, I think I figured out what story we're in. The trees are really tall here. Really, really tall. Tall enough for giants. I think we're finally in Jack and the Beanstalk.
I snort. We're not. I promise we're not. Jonah pouts.
How do you know?
Because I'm in a well, and I've been chatting with a talking frog. A talking royal frog.
So?
Maybe Jonah hit his head on the way in. So?
We're in the Frog Prince.
Oh, my brother says, boo.
But hello, talking frog.
He waves down into the well, his voice echoing.
Hello, young man, the frog calls up. I am Frederick.
Hello, Frederick. I am Jonah.
And I am Abby, I say formally.
And neither of you will be my companion?
Frederick asks. He seems a little sad again. Now I feel bad that we can't be the ones to turn him back into a prince.
I will, Jonah exclaims.
No, you won't, I tell my brother with a sigh. The princess is going to be his companion.
Oh, right, Princess Tiana.
I shake my head. No, not Princess Tiana. She's only in the movie version.
Gotcha, Jonah says. So another princess is going to come by? And then what? She kisses the frog?
No one's kissing anyone, I tell him. But yes, another princess is about to come by. She'll be playing with a golden ball. She'll drop it in the well by accident. The frog will catch it. The story will go on the way it's supposed to. That's the way this works. Jonah laughs.
Seriously? That's never the way this works. We always mess up the story.
That's true. We do. But not on purpose, I say.
Sometimes on purpose,
Jonah says. I'm getting impatient. Jonah, can we finish this debate once you've gotten me out of the well?
Okay,
he says. Thank you. I'll definitely mess up the story if the princess sees me down here. When she drops the ball and it's thrown back up to her, she might think I did it. It's not like frogs are known for their throwing skills.
Wait a minute, Frederick says to me. Are you saying that Princess Cassandra is going to be my companion and turn me human?
Well, I don't know her name, I begin.
I've been trying to get her attention for days,
Frederick says.
Short blonde hair? I thought I could talk to her, royal to royal. I thought maybe if I became her friend, she would help me. Maybe she'd force one of the fairies in her kingdom to turn me back, or at least lend me the money to hire one of them. But she's such a fast rider on her horse that I can't keep up with her. I followed her here from her palace, and then I jumped down the well. I was hoping she'd get thirsty and stop to drink some well water, and I'd finally be able to talk to her. That's why I came to this kingdom in the first place.
How did you get here? I ask him, curious.
What do you mean? He asks. I hopped.
I can't help but smile. Well, your plan was smart, I tell him. This well is exactly where you should be when the princess comes by, but it's exactly where I shouldn't be. I glance up at Jonah, who is still hovering over the well. We have to get me out.
But how?
Jonah asks. Good question. I don't know. Don't wells normally have a bucket or something? Isn't that the point of wells, to bring stuff up in a bucket? I ask.
What stuff?
Jonah asks.
Stuff!
I kick my heel and hear a splash, like water.
That sounds right, Jonah says. But I see no bucket.
Crumbs. There's not one down here either. What else is around you? I see Jonah's head turning left, then right.
It looks like a forest, he says, but with really big trees. Really big ones. Giant ones. They could even be beanstalks. Are you sure we're not in Jack and the...
Jonah, we are not in Jack and the Beanstalk. I am stuck in a well with a talking frog.
Fine, Jonah huffs. It's really hot up here, he adds. You might want to stay down there, know-it-all. Bet it's cooler.
My flannel PJ bottoms are sticking to me, not exactly comfortable. I think I'd rather get out of the bottom of the well, thanks. Is there a rope out there?
No rope, he says. Not much of anything.
I turn to Frederick. Any ideas?
Can you climb up?
The frog suggests. I feel the inside of the well to see if there are ridges or anything to dig my feet into, but it feels smooth. Let me try, I say, and attempt to pull myself up. I can't. I guess you wouldn't be able to give me a boost, I say to Frederick.
My push-ups have made me strong, he reminds me, but not that strong.
Ruff, 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 I hear from above. Ruff, 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 ruff. Prince is barking the way he does when the doorbell rings. What's wrong? I call up to Jonah.
Someone's coming, Jonah says.
It's probably the princess, I cry. Crumbs. I was hoping to get out of here first. Now what? I have to hide. So do Prince and Jonah.
Go hide, I tell my brother.
Where? You said you're in a forest. Go find a tree. Quick, so she doesn't see you, I say. We want the story to continue the way it's supposed to. Although what Jonah said before was right, we always mess up the stories.
Whatever you say, Abby,
Jonah calls back. He ducks out of sight.
Is she coming now?
Frederick asks. His bulging eyes look up, then back at me. I nod. I listen for footsteps or voices, but don't hear anything. The princess has to stop at the well. I take a deep breath. She will. It's part of the original story.
Should we hide?
Frederick asks. Yes. No. I should hide. You should not. You have to do what I told you to.
So I shouldn't just talk to her royal to royal, ask her for help?
Frederick asks. Well, you could, I say, but you are a frog. What if she doesn't believe your story? Let's try it my way. Just remember, you're supposed to catch the ball, okay?
Okay,
he says. He sounds a little happier now. His true companion is on the way, hopefully. I'm going to hide so the princess doesn't see me. I look around, but where? Too bad there's no trap door.
Go under the water, Frederick says. That's the only hiding place.
What choice do I have? I lower myself under the water. It feels like bathwater. Someone else's bathwater. Ew. The rest of my PJs get soaked immediately. A shadow crosses the top of the well. I crouch all the way down so my knees are in my chest and just my face is above water. Here we go.